Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. In Spain, Hugh, there are three principal wine regions that kind of loom all over the others: Rioja, Priorato, and Ribera del Duero. And I got to tell you, I like wines from all three of them, but you had a chance to look at Ribera. So tell us about it.
I did. The winemaking region is the northwest of Spain, producing wine for about 2,000 years. They've been producing wine there. I didn't realize it was quite that long. It's located along the banks of the Duero River, hence the name. In Portugal, the river would be the Douro. So that's sort of continuing that theme there. And the production is 95% Tempranillo and features 54,000 acres under vine. Perhaps its most famous producers are Tinto Pescara and Vega Sicilia, which are phenomenal wines at phenomenal prices. So I didn't do those, but I like that. But as a generalization, wines from Ribera del Duero tend to be deeper in color, slightly more tannic and intense than those from the Rioja, even though they are mainly the same grape, Tempranillo. You may occasionally see the grape called Tinto del Pei, I think that's how you pronounce that, or Tinto Fino, but it's the same grape under a different name. As you said earlier, at one of these days out, you go 5 kilometers and they're going to change the name, just to keep you on your toes. I tried three. The first is a wine called Aptus from Bodega Peñaba Jerez. I believe that's pronounced correctly, and if it's not, I'm winging it. So the 2018 vintage is a blend of 95% Tempranillo with a balancing split between Grenache or Garnacha and Monastro. Produced with both organic and biodynamic methods, the wine is very fruit forward, full bodied, with aromas of cherries, dark chocolate, and coffee. And despite a hefty 15% ABV, the wine is still surprisingly approachable. And while not exactly graceful, certainly easy to enjoy. It's a pleasing hail fellow, well met at around $18.99.
Wow, that's a very good price.
Yeah. The 2019 Finca La Mata is made from 60-year-old bush vines and is 100% Tempranillo. It's aged for 10 months in American and French oak, but the oak component is subtle, adding more to mouthfeel than it does to actually aromatics. It's somewhat denser and more complex than the Aptus, and the wine features typical dark cherries, but with notes of clove, cigar smoke, spice, and the really nice earthiness that sort of comes through in the finish. For a single vineyard designated wine at $20.99, it's a really good value, I thought. And finally, a wine that I have talked about before, but from a different vintage, and this is from Bodega Val Duero. The Val Duero Crianza from 2016 is a graceful wine, approaching Saturday night dinner status. 100% Tempranillo with 15 months in barrel and 12 months of bottle age before release. The wine is a deep, bright crimson purple color, intense cherry with subtle oak and earthy tones, a pleasing, spicy, almost balsamic zing that comes through, and then supple tannins and a lingering spicy finish. This was truly a first-class wine and first-class winemaking. Selling price is $39.99, but for wine of this quality, that's, I wouldn't think twice. But for the best quality and price ratio, I go with the Finca La Mata. It shows Ribera del Duero well at a price that will encourage you to explore further.
You, those sound delicious. I want to hop on a plane. Or go shopping, as the case may be. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.